Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Welcome to worship here at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. It is wonderful to be here with all of you and all of you who are joining us at home or wherever you happen to be today. We are still celebrating Easter. This is one of the great things about our church year calendar is Easter is not just one day that we leave behind once it's all over with, but we have 7 weeks of an Easter season to celebrate, to have joy, to remember the greatest thing that has ever happened on this planet, Jesus Christ rising from the dead, destroying death so that we would have the hope of eternal life. That's why we're here. That's why we are still singing our songs of praise and all of our alleluias even today. Our worship service this morning is going to follow Divine Service Setting 3, and everything's printed there for you in the bulletin. I invite you to please stand as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue our service now with the introit. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him. Glory in His holy name. Seek the Lord in His strength. Remember the wondrous works that He has done. He remembers His covenant forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. For our hymn of praise today, we will sing Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. Please remain standing.
Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the collect of the day. We pray, Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. The first reading appointed for the second Sunday of Easter comes from the book of Acts, chapter 4, beginning with verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm of the day is Psalm 148, and we are actually going to chant this psalm back and forth by whole verse. So just to remind you how we do that, I will begin with the first verse, and the chanting happens in two parts. So the first line goes until you hit the star, and then the second line begins with the indented portion below it. I'm going to ask Kathy to play through the tune once, and then you'll also get to hear me chant the first verse. So by the time we get to verse 2, you should have heard it twice then. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth. let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The epistle reading today is from the first epistle of St. John, beginning with chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed. We confess together, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. In the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen." You may be seated. The sermon hymn today is "Earth and All Stars."
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is the Psalm of the day, the psalm that we chanted in between the first two readings from Psalm 148, which is certainly a psalm of praise. Everything in God's creation is praising the Lord in this psalm. So it's a perfect psalm for Easter, right? Because this is such a season of joy. We are celebrating the greatest thing that has ever happened. One of the things you notice is that praise looks different for different kinds of creatures. And, it doesn't have to be all that complicated. In fact, when you look at the psalm, we realize that God's creatures praise him when they simply do the things that he has created them to do. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of the day and the word really of the whole Easter season is Alleluia, right? We say that word so often, especially at this time of the year, and for really good reason too. Because this is the word. This is the word that God's people have used for literally thousands of years to express their joy, to express their praise for all of the things that God has given to us on this planet. So, of course, during the Easter season, we say Alleluia a lot because we are celebrating the resurrection of the Son of God. Now, normally, when we say that word in church, that's how we say it, Alleluia. And that's because that's the Greek and also the Latin version of that word. And so Alleluia is the way that it's been placed into our liturgy, into our order of service that's been handed down to us from generation to generation. Alleluia. But actually, the original version of that word comes from the Old Testament. It comes from the Hebrew, and it's the other way that we're normally hearing it said. Hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah. So if you ever wondered why sometimes we say it one way and sometimes we say it the other way, that's why. It just simply has to deal with what language you're working with at the time. Hallelujah, in Hebrew, it's one word, but it's really a combination of two words. Hallelujah comes from the word for praise. So it's a command. Hallelujah, praise. And then Yah is short for God's name, Yahweh. And we see this a lot in Hebrew words where they put Yah on the end, or Hebrew names, Isaiah and Jeremiah, and maybe sometimes it's pronounced with a J, Elijah, right? So when you put those two together, Hallelujah, we're saying praise Yahweh. And then in our English Bibles, most of the time when you see that name of God, instead of writing out Yahweh, we just simply put the Lord. So hallelujah, praise the Lord. So there you go. You have your ancient language lesson for the day. Probably more about that word than you ever needed to know. But this psalm that we just chanted from Psalm 148, this is a psalm with a lot of hallelujahs in it. In fact, this is actually one of five hallelujah psalms. It's a collection of five psalms right at the end of the book. There's a lot of hallelujahs. I looked in my Hebrew Bible that I have in my office, and I just checked. In this psalm, you have the 14 verses, but 13 hallelujahs, or at least a word that comes from that root. So there's a lot of praising that's going on in Psalm 148. And I think what's really interesting about this psalm is that there's all these different types of creatures that are praising God, right? It's not just us human beings. You have the angels. You have the sun and the moon. You've got the ocean. You've got everything living in the ocean. You've got the mountains and the birds and the animals, and everything is crying out in praise to the Lord together. That's why I just had us sing for the sermon hymn, Earth and All Stars, right? Because that has all of these amazing things that are singing to the Lord a new song. What other hymn talks about loud pounding hammers and boiling test tubes, right? But they all cry out this new song to the Lord, and it's great. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But here's the question that I want you to ponder this morning. What should true praise of Yahweh really look like? What should it look like? What should it sound like? I think my experience is that anyone that you might ask that question will probably answer it differently depending on what their personal background is, what their preferences are for worship, maybe the way that they were taught to praise Yahweh when they were kids. My assumption is that most of us Lutherans in Hoyleton are going to say that we are most comfortable praising Yahweh through things like our liturgy, our order of service, our common right straight out of the hymnal service, right? That we're most comfortable with those hymns and those prayers that we've heard over and over again throughout our lives. That's how we like to praise the Lord, right? There's a lot of familiarity and there's a lot of comfort in those things. So for us, when we're shouting Alleluia, and we're saying our praises to God in the worship service, a lot of times what it's going to look like is Alleluia, 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 right? You stand there, head down in the bulletin, stoic German faces, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's still the moment when we are about to hear the gospel, right? So we are still praising God, even if we're not being all, you know, emotional about it, right? That's how we're used to doing it. That's what we're comfortable with. There's a lot of people, and you know this, there's a lot of people who would say, that kind of praise does not work for me, right? There's a lot of people who would prefer to praise the Lord with things like guitars and drums, eyes closed, hands up to heaven, right? Body swaying along with the music. So for them, their hallelujahs are going to sound a little bit more like this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns. Here we go. Yeah, so right, so a lot different maybe from what we're used to doing in our liturgy. And then still, there's a whole other group of people who really prefer that hallelujah to be more of, you know, a high church kind of thing. So talking about beautiful sanctuaries, beautiful ornate altars, clergy wearing these fancy vestments. You've got choirs singing beautiful music. You've got incense billowing up in the air, right? And so for them, a lot of times, it's going to sound something more like this. Here, just close your eyes. Just beautiful, right? But three very different kinds of hallelujahs, right? And I'm sure there's plenty of others that I haven't even thought of. But the point being, no matter how a person prefers to praise Yahweh, there's no denying that this is exactly why we have been put here on this planet. We have been put here to praise the Lord. And again, not just us, but also all of the creatures that God has made too. So if it kind of sounds a little silly to us when we look through this psalm and we see things like fire and snow and fruit trees praising God even the way that we would, maybe if that sounds silly to us, the issue is that we sometimes get confused about what praise really is. So praise does not require some sort of element of human emotion behind it in order to be valid. Praise doesn't even require you to have a mouth and a tongue to be able to say all the right words back to God, right? Praise is not ultimately about deciding that you're going to be grateful for the things that you have, but instead, what this psalm is teaching us is that true praise of God simply involves being and doing what God created you to be and to do. It really is not any more complicated than that. So the angels are praising God by doing what angels do, right? By going where God sends them, by doing what he commands them. The sun praises God by shining, right? By providing heat and light and sustaining life on this planet. The moon praises God by orbiting the earth and causing the tides to go in and out and things like that, right? All of these things that God created, he created with a purpose. So even the other things that are mentioned, like these giant scary sea creatures, even they praise the Lord. Even the stormy winds in verse 8, even they fulfill his word. And yes, that means that even the spiders and the snakes and the mosquitoes and the termites and the rats and the wasps and all these other creatures that you might not care for, even they praise the Lord. So if that's what true praise really looks like, then with that in mind, we would have to say that as human beings, our praise goes beyond just what happens right here in a Sunday morning worship service, right? But that there are hallelujahs coming forth from us at other times too. Other times when actually we're just simply living our lives and fulfilling the vocations and the callings that God has given to us, simply being who God created to be. So if you really want to be praising God, then maybe you should just do what God put you here to do. If you really want to praise God, then it's going to look like things like loving your spouse, raising your kids, showing up to work on time, honoring your father and your mother, being kind, being gracious. If you're a student, doing your homework, right? It's all these really simple things. But actually, this is where we tend to really struggle. Because out of all of the amazing creatures that God placed on this planet to praise him, human beings are the only ones who constantly disobey his will. We're the only ones who do that. I mean, it's not like the sun all of a sudden randomly will decide not to shine. It's not like the animals are going to wake up one day and decide to just completely go against their God-given instincts. But human beings are the ones who regularly disobey our Creator with our thoughts, with our words, with our actions. We call that sin. And sin is the opposite of praise. Sin doesn't bring any glory to God. All of this sin that has tainted our hearts and our minds that we've struggled with ever since we were born, this is the thing that is obsessed with praising one thing and one thing only, and that's ourselves. The old Adam, the old Eve inside of us, they want so desperately to be turned into gods themselves so that they're the ones that get all the glory. So that instead of hallelujah, it's hallelujah me. Praise me. And the results of that sinful attitude speak for themselves. When people don't do the things that God has designed them to do, when they refuse to do his will and they aren't who they were created to be, that's when nothing but pain and suffering follows. And of course, we know that the wages of sin is death. But this is why we are so thankful for the Easter season. Because at this time of the year, this is a constant reminder to all of us that death is not the end of our story. You and I might always struggle to do what we were put here on earth to do, and we might not always have a hallelujah right on the tip of our tongue, but we have faith and we put our trust in the one who actually had no sin whatsoever. The last verse of Psalm 148 says, The Lord has raised up a horn for his people. That horn is a horn of salvation, calling out God's victory. The horn is Jesus Christ himself, who was raised up. He was raised up on the cross first, and then 3 days later, he was raised up in victory. Jesus is the one human being in the history of life on this planet who actually did everything that he was placed on this earth to do. He's the only one whose existence was holy enough and righteous enough on his own in order to actually bring glory to the Father. And he destroyed death. And he forgave your sin. So he has opened up this pathway to making it possible for us humans to be more like all of the other creatures that God has made in the way that they praise him. For us, doing what God put us on this planet to do now simply involves believing, trusting in God's promises, having faith in his word. And it's that faith that leads us to praise our God with everything we are and everything that we have, to open our mouths every morning, noon, and night, and to shout, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen." Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In our prayers today, there are a few updates for you. We have listed there under upcoming surgery, Dee Howe. She will be having surgery soon to remove a tumor from her brain, which is there behind her eye. So we certainly pray to God for a successful surgery and a quick recovery. We continue to pray for Layla Mae Bailey and Case Everett Tolley, newborns in the ICU, and we are thankful that things are progressing well, but they're going to be there for a while longer before they're able to come home. We continue to lift in prayer Greg Natier. He is still awaiting word from doctors about prostate cancer and seeing if he in fact has it and whether or not he'll be needing to undergo some treatments. Today, this is not listed in the bulletin, but we will be praying for Marvin Richardson. That is a co-worker of several of our members here at Trinity. He is recovering from some recent emergency surgery. He's going to have time of recovery. And also, we're going to lift up in prayer Harley Fry. That is the brother of Ted Fry, and he is recovering from a recent heart procedure. And finally, we are giving thanks to God today for the birth of Reed Hunter Nelson. That is the newborn son of Daniel and Kirsten Nelson. Baby Reed was born on Friday night. Let us stand and let us go to God in prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, by the resurrection of your Son, you adopt all who believe in him. Receive us as your newborn children and nourish our faith by the pure spiritual milk of your word, that we may dwell in your presence forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have declared peace between God and man in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Receive our thanks for the authority given to your church on earth, and grant that the ministers of your church would faithfully carry out their office and pronounce the free forgiveness of sins upon all repentant sinners. Be with all of our partners in mission and ministry, including Pastor Joel Fritchie in the Dominican Republic, and also our sister congregation, Trinity Lutheran in Nashville and TSJ Lutheran School. Continue to bless Associate Pastor James Miller as he serves in this time of senior pastor vacancy. We also continue to lift before you our call process for school administrator. We especially ask you to bless the call meeting, which we will have following our worship this morning. May your will be done. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, you appoint rulers and officials for the sake of order and peace. Bless those you have placed in authority over us in federal, state, and local governments. Give to them the desire to serve with integrity and honor and to work for the benefit of all. Guide and protect all members of the armed forces, including Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Isaac, Patty, Robert, Austin, Cody, Ward, Caitlin, Colby, Eric, Daniel, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, and Alex. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, as your people are united in the common life and love of our Savior, grant that we would share that life and love. Help us all to rejoice with those who rejoice, especially those who are celebrating birthdays this week, including Gavin, Cameron, Esther, Janelle, Steve, Pam, Annie, Geraldine, Ellison, and Brian. We also give you thanks and praise for the healthy delivery of Case Everett Tolley and also Reed Hunter Nelson. Bless these children and their parents and keep them in your care as we joyfully anticipate their washing of rebirth and renewal in holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your peace flows from the risen and glorified wounds of Christ through your church and into the lives of all your faithful people. Bless and direct Christian parents that your forgiveness would be freely shared in their homes and that each family would live together in your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we praise your Son's resurrection from the dead and draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Especially we pray for those who are on our congregation's prayer list, including those who are in care facilities, Thretta, Ferris, Bill, Helen, Esther, Bessie, and Brian. We lift before you Dee, who will be having her surgery soon. We also lift before you all those with ongoing health needs and concerns, including Layla, Fran, Marvin, Amy, Beulah, Verdell, Jim, Richard, Teddy, Carlene, Alma, Jim, Mike, Greg, Linda, Francis, Chris, Janelle, Eileen, Jean, Sam, Case, Laverne, Norma, Marvin, Harley, all those who are fighting cancer, all those who have been affected by the coronavirus, graciously receive our prayers of intercession and hear them for his sake. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, the word of life was made flesh, suffered death, and is risen in victory. Give us his body and blood in the bread and wine, that we may have the forgiveness of sins and fellowship with you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that out of your indescribable grace and for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and instituted the Holy Sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and the forgiveness of sin. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily believe your word, and through the Holy Sacraments establish our faith day by day, until at last we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Reminder that if you brought a tithe or offering with you today, those may be placed in the basket in the narthex as you leave the sanctuary today. Our offertory hymn at this time will be Lord of Glory, You Have Bought Us.
Thank you.
Please stand. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. You may be seated. The closing hymn is Forth in the Peace of Christ We Go. At this time, I will invite our Sunday school teachers and students to dismiss over to the school building. Good morning. A few announcements for you today before we begin our service of the sacrament. As I mentioned in the prayer of the church, just a reminder that we are having a special call meeting immediately following the service of the sacrament. And so that will take place right here in the sanctuary. We invite all of our voting members to come and join us for that. to hear about the candidates that we have for school administrator. So also later on today, there is going to be a youth meeting for YPS. And so we invite all of our high school youth to join us at 6 o'clock up over in the youth loft. We'll spend some time, but we'll also have a bite to eat before we go up there. Tomorrow night is the big meeting night for the month. And so Board of Ed at 6:30, elders at 7:30. There's also going to be a stewardship board meeting taking place at 6 o'clock in the conference room over in the school. This coming Thursday is going to be the agenda meeting at 7 o'clock, and that's because we have a quarterly meeting coming up very soon on Monday, April 19th. So that's going to be at 7 o'clock. So voters, please put that one on your calendar as well, the regular voters assembly meeting on April 19th, Monday evening, 7 o'clock right here. Couple other things to mention. There is going to be an open house for preschool and kindergarten students for next year. That's going to take place on Sunday, April 18th. That would be 1 week from today. That's going to be at 11:30 a.m. over in the school basement. So that's for anybody who might be interested in preschool or kindergarten and maybe interested in registering already for that. There will be registration forms available. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that Tuesday, April 20th, so a week from this coming Tuesday, there's going to be a planning meeting for Vacation Bible School. So anybody who's going to help plan the VBS, that will be 7 o'clock up in the youth loft on the 20th. Any other announcements? Okay, if not, then I will at this time invite the ushers to come forward to dismiss any of you who are not planning to stay for communion. I'll invite the elders to help me set the table. God's richest blessings to all of you the rest of this week.
Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed Easter season.